The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one. You're talking of death, and he puffs. Just being born is problem enough, and the frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same.
Together now. One, two, three.
Hi-yo.
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 Smack that child, he's got ideas beyond his station.
The clown, the monkey, and the magician. The clown so happy and so sad. The monkey's playing up and down. The magician has the power and thus the responsibility of pulling all the strings. The clown need never know, and no one knows whether or not the monkey knows. Whereas the magician knows without knowing the strings he has to pull.
Sun up. I get caught up in the dancing procession leaving the Alim Temple. It carries me on down Lady Pool Road past the grumbling Sunday morning paper shops and drops me onto Gilhelm Pickett's hot Bowser hoarding. I gaze through the window, over old Lederhose trousers, skinhead, peg leg, and megaphone, into the steamy interior where Mrs. Manageress Merlin Liverpool works steadily at her steam press, cursing her no-good sleeping son Sago as he lies dreaming, breastfeeding his mind on his cardboard cot.
Yeah, man, cool, like I'm hung up, uptight, overstrung and out of sight. Like, too much, out of touch. All right, I'm nowheres. Who cares?
We cares.
Eh? Eh?
Journey back to beginning and beyond. Show you where you've been to help you be getting along. And let you share a little secret, help you feel that you can belong. And then when you feel quite ready, you know you have all along. Take a look around you, and then you take a look inside. And then you see your outside inside, and the tiny space it occupies. Every time you want to look outside, you want to look inside first. Same with the words and actions, till you live them unrehearsed.
I'd like to see. Oh, forget it.
started taking over. Now nobody can get in.
It can't be. Not with the problems me have.
Lovers! Won't you join me down here? Brother! It's getting mighty cold down here. Fire's running low. Spirit's slowing down. Isn't there a place a man can go? A hiding seeker saving souls. Have to try and make it before I get much older. Brother, why I'm searching up there? Isn't anybody gonna help me down? Isn't anybody gonna help me down here? Didn't care for children. She didn't care for love. She didn't want none of a growing son. Not with her evening work undone. Morning come, she'd sleep right on. Oh, Molly, why'd you bring me home? Gonna take your time to forget you. Gonna take your time to forget you're gone.
Beyond me.
On the contrary, it's neither beyond nor before, but beyond and before, and now, what is more.
Are you sure?
Why, yes. We're all of us rushing around about hurriedly, backwards and forwards, scurrying worriedly, chasing a dream in a life of monopoly, never quite learning standing still properly.
Right? Right. Right.
Joe Sagal pushes and shoves out of a crowded shebeen through stalls at an open fruit and veg market. The vendors become white marketeers, holding union meetings, Panama hats and union jacks. Joe fights through these and other effects of his negroid youth and mounts steps towards Congress, where final changes are advocated. He reaches the doors, but his way is barred by two of his own, who lead him back down the steps and into the shebeen. Sold down the Irrawaddy, back to the shebeen. Sold down the Irrawaddy, back to the shebeen. Sold down the Irrawaddy, back to the shebeen.
I leave the shebeen and cross the park into the Indian supermarket. So dark, I stumble round the many mumbling mounds of sound, tumbling upon bundles of silken shawls, sprawling between racks of plastic Anglo-Pacamax, scattering, bartering, brine island turbans, disguising subalterns, advising suburbans.
Upladevi, Fendi.
But over go into the dusty Moskva, smell of sugar and sega and stored semal.
Africa, paprika, pepper and spice. Some of the things making Lady Bo nice.
Punjabi dangers of six who shortchange you with smiles to entice you to buy.
Oh my.
Oh, but the price sahib's asking for rice is quite high.
So am I.
Neighbors are friendly but dance so insane. Gabble so quickly I can't catch their names.
Chimati doctors, look at your feet.
Talisman, tie up your hair,
it's not fair.
Rocksteady, raga and reggae bands play in the square.
Same time for me.
Squeeze out of the battle square and into the Cosmopol Cafe where I meet my favorite egg brunch up here. Suppose I propose through the Bindi Burgers, my simply pimply wimpy girl. If she turns down my pleasure trough offer, I'll whip her a knickerbocker glory's offer. My simply pimply wimpy girl.
Can I help you, sir?
Embarrassed, I grab at a nearby menu and start to decipher the Anglo Urdu. But the burger grease binder slips through my fingers until my tongue catches the edge of a congealed reminder, a sample of something once served with two veg.
Capsicum, capers, kalindi, ragu. Orientators and ratatatoo.
Pompadum bakers, Chinese lantern makers,
sampling John Molly's stew. Cosmopol Cafe caters for Englishmen too.
I say, old chap.
Living in Lady Bull, plenty to do.
Plenty of people look after you. Bookies, faith healers, bull-nosed car dealers,
occasional callers in blue. Fantastic feelers in fast box four wheelers come too.
For you.
Mrs. Liverpool's large horseradish eyes weep herbal remedy tears as Sago is snatched from the safety of her hairpin bosoms and carried off in the long, horny arms of the law. Joe Sago walks down the law court steps, crosses the tarmac pull-in, and enters a vacant telephone booth. As the door swings to behind him, a police constable appears at the top of the steps and proceeds in Sago's wake towards the booth where Sago is becoming rapidly hung up on an unobtainable number. Fuzz follow fuzz, and soon the whole forecourt is alive with the hive that inevitably swarm with the advent of a potential arrest. As Sago stumbles out of the box, the nearest police constable apprehends him, saying,
I'm putting you on a charge of kidnapping.
You can't pin that on me. I'm a jazz musician,
confides Sago, and so saying, he produces from his inside pocket a tiny, shiny toy trumpet which he thrusts between his teeth and commences to blow Just a Closer Walk with Thee, a well-known New Orleans hot jazz tune. The constable is a little taken aback, but quickly regains his composure in the face of his colleagues by continuing to lure Sago in the orthodox fashion.
Come along with me,
he tempts.
Roll up! Roll up! Roll up and witness a trilogy of dance! Presenting... the Spanish Tipsy Gypsy Dancy Dancy Espanol! The Runcible Rubber Egg and Spoon Mime! And the Charcoal Fire Eating Trouser Dowser and Chloroform Sniff Party Peacetime Favorite! The Irish Black Sambo!
Hey, Arouse me, my Rosalie, cake of cacophony. Phone me, my phony, keep Rosalie cosy. Pose me, my posy, dose me, my dozy. Arouse and expose me. Expose! Expose!
Radio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplanetsradio.com. We're set
crying out loud, wanting to be.
Here I am. Am I? Am? Likewise, there are you. Are you? So here we are, in the here and now.
Just like old times.
Just like always.
We wish you, we wish you, we wish you, we wish you.
to try your luck with me. Good luck, remember my fee. Put me in with the cheese in your shopping bag, please. If you must, try your luck with me. Put me out with the peelings in your dustbin of feelings. If you must try your luck with me.
You are persuadable,
so you bought me. Then I'm not capable, not as advertised when you claim to size me up. Remember my fee. Put me in with the cheese in your shopping bag, please. If you must, try your luck with me.
Stick your tongues out. Stick your tongues out. Yeah.
I sit here wondering just why my mind's disturbed, why this sudden emptiness, silence can be heard. I feel there's been a change in me, but I can't comprehend it. Just crawling round this prison cell, and there's nowhere to end this. The sun bleeds dead white branches, rattle in the wind. And anywhere you care to look, all you see is sand. The faceless face of time surrounds you everywhere. And anywhere you run to, you find that you're still there. I think I'm gonna catch a train. I think I'm gonna move away. Then I think I'll stay where I am, cause no one really gives a damn. The ceiling crushes where my ears, all my hopes disappear. She's somewhere else and I'm not there. I wonder if she really cares at all. Thank you. So many times it's happened and I really should have learned. These things don't come easily and people get hurt. When minds start building mountains, they always collapse. Tumble with a screaming roar, just rubble on the grass. Just rubble on the grass. Just rubble on the grass.
We go picket nicking on our one day. Oops-a-daisy lazing in the long green hearse. Carrot crunching, packet lunching, hiding in a lay-by. Listening for the crickets through the thicket plate glass.
Ah, but we go caravanning on our one day. Trafficating, hesitating, risking lives. Underpassing, whistling past through paper doily foliage. Sun up, tun up.
Grub up!
Fetching ketchup for our wives.
What a way to go and spend a one day only. Stepping out the motor for a moment of relief. I wonder what forget-me-nots have got in common.
Regret we'd better get along in case we've had a thief.
Bibbon bracing back again from blackenberry patching, brand satching, brandy snapping, gate crashing cops, double clutching baskets full of bric-a-bracker snatchings. Gotta make the most of our one day oft.
Now that summer's gone, seasons turn to one. My fancies linger on. Times that enriched the sounds in the sight, seeing days absorbing the light, feeling the fear of the feel of the night. Sun go down on September's frown. Will I ever own something so rare as to share as a friend? Seeing, believing, not fearing. Starting to bend. Knowing that night must fall, blanketing a cold. Winter's free for all.
Summer's been and gone. Summer's been and gone. Thank you.
the other side of the road. They're building homes way up high, imprisoning families in cubicle cells with only a view to the sky.
Thank you. There's a tale that they tell of a dolphin and a boy made of gold, with the shells and the pearls in the deep. He has lain many years fast asleep. What they tell of the boy on a dolphin, who can say if it's true? Should he rise from the depths of the ocean? Any wish that you wish may come true. You say he's only a statue, and what can a statue achieve? And yet, while I'm gazing at you, my heart tells my head to believe. Is the boy whom the gods have enchanted should arise from the sea, and the wish of my heart could be granted, I would wish that you loved only me.
Hey! If you have been, thanks for listening.